Hello and welcome. This is Mike Moody. Welcome to our Bible study for today. I'd like to open with a word of prayer. Father, thank you that we can bow before you in prayer. We thank you that we have an open relationship with you through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that you have made this possible. And we thank you that today you've made it possible that we can study this very Word of God in the very presence of those listening. And so we just ask that you to lead and guide and give us liberty today in thy word. We thank you in your Son's name. Amen. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We've been considering the background of how this meeting, this local church in Thessalonica, had begun. And in Acts 17, it gives us a bit of the conflict and difficulty they endured as this assembly had begun. We've looked at how in the early verses of chapter 2 that the gospel of God had been given out, but Paul made it clear that they did not do it with flattering words. They did not do it with a cloak of covetousness. They did not do it to be a burden upon those saints, but they were willing to give of themselves. So we note in verse 7 and 8, it's interesting that we find these terms of endearment or kind of a parent-child relationship is the way he would describe their willingness to serve and to work among the Christians and to see them built up after they had come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Note again in verse 7, it says, "But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherished her children, so being affectionately desirous of you. We were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because ye were dear unto us." It's interesting here that we see this concept of a motherly approach, as it were. We see the motherly care. We see here in verse 7, as a nursing mother would come to mind, even as a nurse cherished her children. We see the care. This is how Paul treated those saints there at Thessalonica. He wanted what is best for them, that they would be healthy among their spirituality. We see that when we think of a nursing mother and the natural affection that they have for that babe, then we see as a child grows older and how as God has made mother and father, and how that they're to work together, and this is a way a home or a Christian home should be, that there is the balance of how the father is to take the leadership role, and then there is the care and the emotional care that the mother gives in her natural way. And this balance together we see in God's plan and his pattern. But with this, we see reference to how Paul had cherished these saints as a nurse with her children. This is the love and the care that he had for the saints there. You know, we need to have that care for the saints. As we look out one to another, as we look to build up one another the things of the Lord, we need to have that care and that affection toward the fellow saints. And so they were said to be dear unto us, as Paul and Silvanus and Timothy were writing. In verse 9 would go on to say, "For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God. Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holy and justly and unblameable we behaved ourselves among you that believe, as ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. Notice here, we find yet another little triplet in verse 10, that this is the way that Paul and his friends had behaved among them, in a holy manner, in a just manner, and an unblameable manner. You see, there was not anything that could be brought up that would cause them to be censored. That's what unblameable means. They had behaved themselves in such a way that they did not need to be constrained or censored. You know, you think of how you can censor your television. You can program it so certain words won't be said, or how certain TV ratings won't be played. But Paul, they weren't censored. They behaved themselves in a holy and a just and unblameable manner among these Christians. Not only that, we see three more words in verse 11, that they behaved themselves as they exhorted, they comforted, and they charged every one of them as a father doth his children. You know, we saw how a mother in verse 7 was alluded to when Paul said they cherished and loved them. But in verse 11, we see the work of a father, exhorting, comforting, and charging. We think of exhorting, we think of building one up. We think of comfort, we see consolation, consoling ones in need. We see being charged, we see a challenge being brought before ones to charge them to go forward and do what's right. You know, not only as a father, but among the saints of God, we need this. We need to be comforted, exhorted, and charged. You know, I think about how that the Word of God is said to deal with us in a variety of ways. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says in verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, as profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So it tells us what's right, tells us how to get right, how to stay right. It tells us many things, does the Word of God. It's for doctrine, for reproof, that is, conviction. We see for correction, and it's for discipline, or that is, instruction. Fourfold application here of what the Word of God does in our lives. And so as we go back to 1 Thessalonians 2, we see that Paul said, as a father would his children, we come to you exhorting you, comforting you, charging you. You know, in that same book of, or there together with First Timothy, we read just a moment ago, there's 2 Timothy, where Paul charged his fellow laborer, Timothy, that was in his last days. Paul spoke to Timothy, and he charged him to continue on, be faithful. Paul said, I'm ready to depart. I've walked and I've fought a good fight. But he said, Timothy, I charge you before God. You know, we need to be charged sometimes to do the right thing. We need to be comforted when things around us are difficult. We need ones to come along and console us. We need to be there among the saints. And as we think of how we can comfort others with the comfort wherewith we've been comforted, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Not only should we charge one another, comfort one another, but we need to exhort one another. That is, to encourage, to edify, to build up one another in the faith. These are all important things that not only we see Paul speaking of as an example that we ourselves need to follow. And so in our text here, we see in chapter 2, verse 12, is he mentioned that they exhorted and comforted and charged every one of them as a father doth his children. He said that he would walk worthy of God. That is the purpose. Who have called you unto his kingdom and glory. We are to be charged and consoled and exhorted so that we might be pleasing to God. We think of ones like Enoch. It said that he had this testimony that he pleased God and that he walked with God. We see that God took Enoch. He did not taste death. And so he was an example of someone who walked with God and pleased God. May this be our testimony, that we please our Lord, who's called us, he's saved us, he's called us unto his kingdom and glory. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you again for this opportunity to be in your word. We thank you for your Son who died for our sins. We pray for any of those listening today that do not know him as their Savior. May they come into this family of God and see how you, Father, sent your Son for their sins. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you for being with us. If you have any questions or concerns, please call us at 824-5525. Or write us at P.O. Box 1259, Ramsdor, North Carolina, zip code 27316. Our requests for tapes are free. Join us next time at 1 o'clock with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.